This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon is closed again. A flash flood warning is in effect for the Grizzly Creek burn scar until 8 tonight. Last weekend, mudslides closed I-70 in the canyon. An independent redistricting commission got its first look on Tuesday at the maps that could reshape state elections for the next decade. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The first draft of the plan to redraw the state's election districts wouldn't really change the balance of power. Experts say the proposed maps would give a slight boost to Republicans who are in the minority in the statehouse, but a closer look shows some significant changes. For example, the draft would reduce the number of statehouse districts where Hispanic voters are the majority. Former Representative Joe Salazar says that's concerning.
It's not about balancing out the state house and the state senate. It's about making sure that these communities are being represented and that the vote isn't being diluted.
The preliminary maps were drawn by nonpartisan staffers. They're likely to change a lot as they're debated by the public and the independent commission. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Greeley police officer has been charged with second-degree assault for allegedly putting a man in a chokehold earlier this month. Greeley police say Officer Kenneth Amick is on unpaid leave because of how he handled the arrest of Matthew Wilson, who was wanted on a warrant. Police say Wilson complained during the June 7th incident that Amick was using excessive force, and two other Greeley officers later told their supervisor that they agreed. Colorado banned police chokeholds last year. You are listening to CPR News.